Hey, everybody, we are live here on Channel 9 covering CodeCamp, of course, celebrating the Kinect for Windows release of the SDK. And one of our first teams of developers who've had 24 hours to create a unique and original application or game for Kinect. What's the name of your team?
Our team's name is Chupa Capras.
And there's three of you, and they're busy at work behind the scenes right now getting things set up. So if you could just introduce your entire team, including yourself.
Yeah, this is Dan, and he comes a compliment of the Microsoft Student Insiders.
Okay.
So thanks for getting him to us. And Adam Kinney, of course.
Of course.
And, we love
Adam.
I'm
Rick Braza from Synergy.
Great.
So we have a nice spread here. We have developer, kind of UX designer developer, and then creative strategy designer developer. So in 24 hours, we were able to do amazing stuff. The SDK is fantastic. There are so many good things in there.
Nice.
We actually have, in our demo, we're hot swapping the Kinect right now, so there seems to be a little bit of issues, and we're seeing if we get that going. But the solution, I tell you, in general, we have the Kinect running. Here we go.
Hold on. Are you ready to go?
I think so. Let's take advantage of it.
Okay, so tell everyone what you're about to show us.
Really quickly, sure. So we've created a game that it actually leverages the entire Microsoft ecosystem.
Okay.
So we have Kinect on a PC, where and then Adam is using Windows Phone 7. So the general story is, like, I travel, Adam travels, but our kids usually stay home. My five-year-old, she loves playing games, so this is a way that when she's back home, she's basically a bunny, and she's hopping around, you know, through the garden. On my Windows Phone, I'm actually controlling the direction. So it's a co-op play. So whenever I'm traveling, I bring out my Windows Phone. I'm able to sync up to my PC at home. And
that's
my daughter
great.
And I get to have this great little game. It's a kid's game, and she's the bunny hopping through the garden. And as she's moving at home, you also see on the Windows Phone a bird's eye view of where she is. And you basically move her around. You find the gems. You pick up the gems, and then you drag them to the drop-off spot, and you're good to go. And in 24 hours, we're able to get not just one app, but two different apps going, working together. I mean, it's really been a powerful thing.
So you built it for the phone and for Kinect all in 24 hours?
Yeah, Windows Phone 7 and Windows the Kinect with the SDK.
Excellent. Let's take a look at it in action.
Sure. So let's see. Well, maybe it's because it's a lot before this. There we go. So in this case, I would be my daughter at home. Adam would be playing the adult in a hotel or whatever. And from your screen, you'd probably look down. So he's basically moving me through the maze, and we'd be talking through the Windows Phone 7 and the audio mics on Kinect. And basically, we'd be talking back and forth. And so turn me left, yep. Dad.
All right, son.
So then I keep hopping. Am I going for the gem?
Yeah, you're going there. I can see it on my
phone.
Okay,
let's see. Well, quick. There we are. So let me come over here. And then when I get to here, so then I, with the Kinect, I come out and I grab it this way. And then now that my child would have the gem, then we'd move him back. And then we'd keep hopping through the maze until we get to the final drop-off spot, right? And once we get to the, once we get to the drop-off spot, we drop it in. This gate opens up, and then we're good to go. Yeah, so that's pretty much how the game would be able to be played out. And we can do a larger, a deeper demo a little bit later if you want. But that's the general story, really bringing people together, changing the way they experience software using Windows Phone 7. The new release is coming out from there, the Kinect SDK, you know, powered on WPF. It's a very, very powerful combination. You can do amazing things in a really short period of time.
Awesome. Now, had you played around with the SDK or any sort of hacking for Kinect on Windows before this?
Yes, personally, I have. With my company, we focus on emerging technologies, right? And that's my part of it. So we have played when the Kinect first came out. We did the open frameworks. I did a lot with the OF aspects there. I was part of that first batch of people.
Mm-hmm.
But coming in with this particular SDK, there are lower level things such as joints. That was one of the hardest parts to come out when Kinect first came out, and we were in more of the open source hacking community. Now that Microsoft's officially given us that, I mean, you literally get to come in and say left hand, gives you the positions, the depth, the X, Y, and it just makes coding so much easier. I'm really, really excited
about
it.
Awesome. Well, great job, guys. I can't wait to see what you all do in the future, and I really enjoyed your bunny game.
Hey, great. Thanks.
All right, let's bring up the next team. Come on up. Hi.
Hello.
Okay, what's your name?
I'm Shawnee Giant from Seattle, and just got my PhD from the University of Washington.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I'm Jeff Guerra from Zaz.
Okay, and you have one more teammate who's busy behind the scenes getting set up. What's his name?
Josh.
Josh from?
Virginia.
Virginia. All right, now, did you guys know each other before CodeCamp, or did it sort of throw you together?
Did not know each other at all.
How's
but now we're the best of friends.
Now you're the best of friends. Going out for coffee later. All right, well, tell me a little bit about what you built.
Sure. So have you ever wondered what it would be like to be the conductor of a symphony orchestra? Well, you don't have to wonder anymore, because with Conductor, we put you on the podium. So basically, with just your hands and a Kinect, you can control a virtual orchestra by using the same gestures as a real conductor. You can think of it as a classic Guitar Hero for a symphony orchestra.
Wow, and whose idea was this? Did you all sort of come up with it together?
Well, yeah, we're all musicians, and so
it kind of came
natural to us. So.
Excellent. Well, are you ready to roll?
I think that I am.
You think that you are? Okay, so I'm going to step aside, and I will let... Do you want to walk us through what's going on, or do you need
Actually,
the mic?
Actually, you need the mic over there so you can hear
me. Okay, so I will put this here. Which side is the speaker on?
On the lower part.
Oh, you got it, Nick?
Let's just get connected.
Hold on, Fox. We could do a little reboot. Okay. And I love the name. Very clever. Kinductor. You came up with this. Oh, here we go.
I can control the tempo using my beat pattern, just like a real orchestral conductor. So I can slow down a little bit. Speed up a little bit, and I can also control the volume. So this is built using WPF with the new Kinect for Windows SDK, and we started this just 24 hours ago, and this is what we have here, and it's playing back a MIDI file. And we have full control. I was a conductor in school, and
this is amazing.
This is really like conducting an actual group.
This is amazing. Now, could you, in future, program any song? You could put in Mozart, you could put
sure.
in Bach, anything you want that you could conduct?
Sure. Any kind of MIDI song.
Excellent.
We loaded this one up for this demo, and we can see the score, too, which is important for knowing when the cues are and so
sure.
on.
Sure. Awesome. Very cool. Well, thank you very much, guys. Great work. I'm thoroughly impressed. Who is the designer in terms of the artwork? That was you?
Yeah.
She made most of that.
Great. All right. Well, thanks, guys, very much. Let's get our next demo up here.
Thank you.
Excellent. Come on in. Hi. How are you? Nice to see you. Let's get the rest of your team up here. Now, you guys have a very impressive demo. I took a look at this earlier. I can't wait to see it in action yet again. Why don't you tell us your names?
I'm Ruma Paul.
Okay.
I'm from Washington State University.
Great.
Fabio Matsui from Wirestone.
Okay.
Alex Wiggins, Oregon State University.
Okay. So you're going to get set up now. Tell us a little bit about what you've built.
So basically what we're doing here is we are controlling the pair drone using your body.
Okay.
So you'll be able to control several variables of flying, right? So, you know, we can control the altitude. So we'll be able to raise the drone, bring it down. We also be able to do all the classical flight things, which I learned last night, which is pitch, roll, yaw.
Sure.
That's it, right?
Yeah. Sure.
So, and then
We play Flight Simulator.
So that's pretty much the basic principle where we'll be able to kind of, essentially, it's like if you're pitching forward,
mm-hmm.
so we control the pitch. And then if you're rotating,
mm-hmm.
okay, we'll be able to detect whether you are rotating space and the drone should rotate as well.
Wow.
Also, we added speech recognition. Now, one of the things that we're not sure is going to work well here is because of the environment. It's kind of small.
Yeah, it's pretty confined
right?
space here.
So, well, first of all, we're going to watch our fingers, right? So not to get covered the blades.
Okay.
And also
danger demo.
Yeah, and speech may be a little bit tricky.
Okay.
But we'll try to navigate it.
If the speech element were functioning properly, what sort of commands would you give it?
We have landing. We have takeoff. We have rotate left, rotate right.
Nice.
Yeah, so very, and one of the things we try to do is optimize that that speech recognition. So, you guys ready?
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. Okay, I can't wait to see good. It. Let you guys take it away.
So, yeah.
If you're going to be talking, there we go.
Up. It should be going up.
Mm-hmm. No, okay. Hold on. I think we need to just check power source.
Make sure, is the connect plugged in?
So one of the things that we have faced is that we have a lot of communication mm-hmm. issues. So because the drone connects to the computer via Wi-Fi.
Sure.
So then there's sometimes the drone is actually like a base station for Wi-Fi. So then we're trying to get this connection between the PC and the application. Sometimes we have that connectivity thing.
Absolutely. We have it in the studio all the time by itself. Now, whose idea was this? Are any of you pilots on your spare time?
Well, actually, I'll give you credit to Alex.
Okay.
You know, we were like, oh, we have a couple ideas here. And he's, you know, we have this drone concept. You know, he saw the drone
uh-huh.
at the store, said, okay, maybe we should try that. Because we know that people have done this before. So we said, hey, maybe they'll be great to add the drone control mm-hmm. Using the Kinect SDK.
So did you run out and buy a drone here for CodeCamp, or did you bring it with you?
Alex went there and bought it.
Did you?
Know? Yeah.
Well, oh, we're up and running. Excuse me. Do I need to get out of the way?
Yeah, you should be fine.
Okay.
We're just
going to
push the button.
Oh,
no. It's a little tight confined space.
No, I love it. I want to try.
You guys want to take another run? Do we have time
for
another run?
Let's give it one more go.
Yeah.
This is great.
So as you can see, we had a lot of fun because we started the development of this about, it took about 10 hours of development. So we started this. You know, probably at 1 o'clock. And what is really funny is that the SDK was not really the main roadblock. For us, it was like designing the gestures,
mm-hmm.
getting that thing fine-tuned. Alex, our pilot, did a outstanding work getting, you know, used to all the different, learning the tricks of the pitch, the roll,
right.
and all of that, and getting...
Did they give you guys a larger room to practice
well,
in
than
everyone else?
Well, we took over the lobby, you
How
know?
You
yeah. So we took over the lobby, too.
Safety first.
Yeah. So you want to go ahead? You want to get ready?
No. Give it one more go? And then we're going to take it in the parking lot and just play.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And actually...
with our Kinect.
That's exactly what Alex is planning to do. He just wants the space, because we took over the lobby, and actually, if you go to building, I think we're building 50,
uh-huh.
right? You're gonna see like leaves being clipped. It's because Alex was landing on those on the fake trees, on the fake plants quite a bit.
Okay.
So, but nobody was hurt. We got nobody lost their fingers.
Do you want to fly it this time? Or?
Sure, I'll fly it.
Right.
Here, you take the mic.
All right.
What
so
do I do?
Gesture one hand below the hip, one hand above your head is gonna take off. And I'll put both hands up, and now you have control of it. If you rotate. Yeah, there you go.
We have a new pilot.
Oh, there goes the green screen. So, put your hands down. Hands down. It's going to land.
Perfect.
Crash
We're a new
landing.
Pilot.
I love
enough.
It. That was awesome.
Okay,
thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Really fun. All right, I think that's it for the first round of demos, but more are coming all day long, and I'm going to throw it over to Dan Fernandez.